Episode 301, May 22nd, 2017.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the Rob and Joe Show.
The Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. of Fire Hall Comedy.
The Rob and Joe Show.
This is the racist Rob and racist Joe Show.
Some of their best friends are black.
The Rob and Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Rob and Joe Show.
Come on, everybody, let's get to the brainstorming.
I worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe Show.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Now on with the countdown.
With a combined 73 firings, if you count marriages in the Baltimore Comedy Factory, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
I got to hang out with two Rob and Joe Show legends, mentions, last night at the same time. One J.L. Covan and one Dan K. Charm.
On Sunday night?
Sunday night, together on stage in Fairfax, Virginia, at the Blue Iguana. Apparently,
congratulations.
Yeah, it was exciting. Your lack of absence was noted. Way to come out and support. Apparently, they worked together the night before, and Danny was intimidated by JL. Apparently, I guess we talk him up so much, maybe he just thought he was too big of a deal.
And physically Charmley. Intimidated? Because the truth is, Dan Charmley is a bigger deal than JL.
What? To who?
He's got a much bigger footprint than JL does.
No.
Dude, he's got like a million Twitter followers, and they're legitimate.
Okay, but I mean, are they coming out? I've never seen somebody come out to see him. That's like, right, hey,
So you're saying that there are more JL Covan fans. By the way, I love JL, but that, I'm pretty sure that a lot more people know Dan K. Charnley than know JL.
No. Well, I guess this is now the debate in the industry is, I mean, JL's been on Adam Carolla several times. He's been on the Late Show, whatever, the Craig Ferguson Show. He's been on, he's been on some other pretty big podcasts, his own podcast. He's got more YouTube. He's got a YouTube page that's pretty successful, a lot of subscribers. Yeah, Dan K. Charnley has, 100,000 Twitter followers. So what, I guess that's the question. What's better?
Well, it's one thing if you're Dan Ninen and, 95% of your Twitter followers are eggs. But Dan Charnley is a prolific tweeter.
Yes.
He is he's much better at tweeting than I am at anything.
Yeah, he is. But
his life is shit. But, I mean, as far as Twitter goes, he's amazing.
No, I met his new girlfriend. I think she's going to be in our Bachelorette Fantasy League, which we're about to talk about a lot about. So, no, it was actually, I've seen JL a bunch now here down at usually the Improv or Magoobies. And this was my most fun watching him because it was a smaller room. It was more of a workout new shit / fuck around conversational set. And, again, I said this to him last night. If I had that Trump impression, there's no way. I mean, I'm open with that. I am constantly going to it because it's a guaranteed crush whenever you're doing
right.
That.
You're right. It is. But let me jump in. Dan K. Charnley, 103,000 Twitter followers. They're legitimate. Yeah. people that follow him. He every time he tweets, isn't like Dan Ninen, who has a million Twitter followers and he gets, you know, two likes and one retweet.
Right.
He has 103,000 Twitter followers. JL has 2870. I mean, yeah. That's pretty much what I have.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not a knock on JL, but you're asking me who has a bigger footprint. I don't think it's close.
I mean, maybe that's right, but I mean, I feel like JL has more actual real fans, people that would go support him, leave their house.
I think you just know Dan K. Charnley, and I think you're basing it on the man.
Yeah, I know. I do know Dan K. Charnley.
Because it doesn't look like outside of Twitter, Danny's accomplished much. can I say something? Yeah. Dan Charnley, this is Danny Charnley.
Yeah.
He tweeted something on 3/25/15, and it got 6,416 likes.
What is it?
It says, when your stepdad Terry drinks all your Mountain Dew and then does loud sex to your mom.
I know.
And
that.
He has
There's
a picture. Yeah, yeah. Here. Yes, and it's a picture there, and it's been shared 3,625 times. It's been responded to 163 times, and it's been liked 6,416 times, meaning it's been liked four times more than JL has followers. It's been shared twice as much as JL has followers.
Is his stepdad Terry have a bigger footprint than JL Covan?
Yes, he does. Hey, this is another way to hurt a vampire is to make fun of his ponytail. 587 likes. On my way to heal your girl, and it's a picture of Jesus holding a lamb. Oh, this one's only got 40 likes.
Boo.
Yeah. Ooh, sucks.
Well, it was good to see them together and meet and hang out, you know, or some of our worlds colliding. But JL and I, oh, by the way, we came up with a great a sketch idea. You watched the 30 for 30, the O.J. Simpson one, correct?
Yes.
Well, there was a scene in there where one of Nicole's girlfriends was speaking about how she thought O.J. was jealous of Marcus Allen. If you don't know who Marcus Allen is, he basically was the younger, newer, improved O.J., went to USC, Heisman Trophy winner. Running back,
beat the Redskins in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Hall of Famer. He's basically OJ, I don't know, 15 years later? And Nicole and Marcus Allen had an affair. Maybe Nicole was single at the time. But anyway, they had an affair. And this woman in the clip on the 30 for 30 mentions that, you know, Marcus was younger, better looking, bigger. Talking about his dick, like Marcus Allen apparently has a legendary gigantic penis. So,
well, that's weird that a giant black guy would have a big cock, but okay.
But I mean, you know, she's used to OJ, and apparently it was dwarfing OJ. So, our sketch idea was that Fred Goldman, Ron Goldman, the other person who died's father, is going to take Marcus Allen to civil court because if his dick wasn't so big, OJ wouldn't have been as angry and his son still would have been alive.
That's a stretch, my friend.
Ah, but it sounds
like. You got to go a long way around the corner to get to that.
We'll get there. But anyway, we did get to talking about our mutual fan / friend / supporter, Eric the Actor. We've mentioned several times now that he has gone AWOL. And I think it's at the point where we need to find people that know how to, like, I don't know, hack into things. We need to find out what happened. Because not only was Eric someone who would regularly tweet and be in chat on our show, he would contribute to JL's show. Email things, tweet things, give ideas. A real P1. And then
for new listeners, this isn't a reference to the real Eric the Actor from the Howard Stern show. It was a fan of ours and JL's that used that guy's name as his screen name.
As a tribute, yes. And he mentioned one day on Twitter over a year ago now that his work schedule was changed, and then he wouldn't be able to be on live with us like we're doing it now, Monday at 7:30. But then nothing, no more tweets, no comments. And
have you checked his Twitter, his regular Twitter, to see if he said anything?
Nothing. It's been over a year now. Zero.
He hasn't tweeted anything in a year. It sounds like me.
Well, he could. Look, it's one thing. Maybe our show, he only really enjoyed being on live and fucking with us. But JL show is not live. It would come out, you know, every Tuesday. And he would, you know, contribute just over our Twitter or email things. And so why would he stop doing that? Because your work schedule changed. That doesn't have any bearing on the work.
What are the chances he's dead?
Well, that's what we're really.
It's not 1%.
Well, what else would explain? Because it's not like we both would have said something that would. What are the odds that he suddenly hates both of our shows? I mean, what are the odds of that?
He could have. So it's usually when something like that happens, it's a woman or death. Those are your choices. He either has a woman that's occupied his time and he's refocused his energy into this relationship, or he's dead.
Well, we want to shoot a documentary in real time where we try to find what happened to him. And then hopefully at the end, we'll find out and there'll be a payoff.
Well, I have another theory.
Okay.
He had hinted that he was former military, that he had some sort of government type of job. And I think that he was in the CIA and he had to go deep under.
Hmm. You tell me that idiot's undercover somewhere. Come on.
Yeah. The guy who was saying that shit about Rob's Mokovox video is undercover now.
He's friggin' Kerry Matheson. Okay.
Yes, that's my theory.
He's Saul Berenson. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
He's Dardal. He's yes. Not. He's not Dardal.
Is he Quinn? Is he out there killing people? Is he a hitman for the CIA?
Most likely. And
he's not a hitman. He's not the CIA. No,
that's not the most likely. That is the least likely. The most likely is that a female has taken his attention away from these shows. The second thing is that he's dead. The third thing is that he's a spy.
He had a live-in girlfriend who he said was not that attractive.
Okay.
Okay. What about now?
So you're thinking maybe he has a new, better girlfriend?
Maybe he murdered her and he's in jail.
Yeah, he could be in jail, but he would still have access to the internet.
Sure. And if you're in jail, you're listening to the Rob and Joe show if you can.
But also, if he's, you know, a contractor and he's over in Afghanistan or something with his job, he's going to be bored. All he's going to be able to do is listen to podcasts.
Yeah, he listens even more. It's not that. Mm-hmm. He's not deep undercover either. Basically, by the way, if you're undercover, you could still be Eric the Actor. It's like, going, wait a minute. You sound like motherfucking Eric the Actor. They yank the wire off of you and kill you.
I honestly think that he's dead is the most likely scenario.
I mean, not knowing him and all of a sudden not hearing from him at all. Yeah, I mean, it's not 1%. It's not.
Yeah, except for the fact 50. That he indicated that he would be away from the show before he left.
Okay, can you go on his, what is his Twitter? Do you know when his last tweet was?
It's been several months. I reached out to him. I didn't get a response.
I think it's been longer than several months. What was it again? Was it at Rodney?
Rodney Big Break something. 46, something like that.
I don't hear.
I think you should use the guys from MTV's Catfish to find him.
I like it.
Yeah, somebody can find him through that Twitter right. if they have that skill.
Last tweet, 2/18/16. I think 16. The Omera and Joe from Rob and Joe show issue stems from young wife girlfriend. Mike hates talking about it. Perhaps he upsets someone on the Mike Omera show.
They had him bumped off.
Yeah, maybe. That was, I mean, that's 2.
That's as likely 16. As him being a spy, I can tell you that.
Well, that's 15 months ago.
Yeah, 15 months is a long time. So, yeah, I mean, maybe the audience can come up with some other theories. But him being dead, you know, I mean, if you said he was dead, my shock, obviously I'd be sad, but my shock out of 10 is a 4. He's dead.
What's your shock if he's a CIA agent?
10.
I have a theory that I don't even know if I want to talk about it.
Well, now you have to.
I'm serious. So let's talk about it, and then Robbie, we might have to edit this out.
Okay.
I'm 100% I'm 100% serious that this is when I tell you my theory, you might think that this is the reason.
Oh, well, okay. Hold on. If it's edited out, then people are just going to hear nothing, and all of a sudden we're going to start talking about, you know.
Okay. Okay.
So let's decide after we hear the theory.
We have a friend, a common friend, who's a comedian, who is someone who lives in that area that Eric the actor talked about, who had a live-in girlfriend, who was funny and would like to fuck with me, who I know died 2/25/16.
Really?
Yes. Suddenly.
Do I know this person?
You know the person, the brother, yes.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah, now that you say that, let me also ask this. This person that you're referring to, I've never met him. Obviously, I know his brother real well.
Right.
Was he a big fan of the Howard Stern show?
Yes.
He was?
Yes.
Rob, that's who it is.
I think it is. I think it has to be.
Did you just figure this out?
I thought about it. Actually, today, because Jay Allen talked about it, and then I just went right now to double check when I got the email from this person giving the bad news, when that was, and then I checked that with the date of the tweet.
Well, why would it be horrible to say that?
I don't know. I just don't want to, you know.
I got you.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to. Yeah, it wasn't like.
Well, we don't have to cut out anything that we just said.
Yeah, if we don't mention the person's name, we don't have to cut it out.
But you agree that that's who this probably was, right?
At this point, I'm 95% that's who it is. Now, of course, Robbie thinks it was a spy. But I think that your theory is a little more. Yeah. You know what you need to do is reach out to that comic and ask him if that's because he might know.
Yeah, he might. I think. Should I text him right now?
Yeah, text him right now.
All right.
And just ask him if that was his Twitter. That'll answer it. Follow what I'm saying?
Well, I'll just ask him.
What are you going to ask him?
I'm just saying we've been trying to figure out who the person who called himself Eric the Actor was that listened to our podcast. And
last
what
time
happened
he tweeted,
to him.
Was this date? This was his Twitter name? Was that your brother? Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Well, talk while I figure this out.
Well, what else is it that we need to talk about?
Now, that doesn't. We don't know who Captain Cupcake is, but.
He's a spy.
But
yeah,
he's still around. He's in chat.
He's still around. Yeah, but we don't think that they necessarily knew each other.
No, I just think they were simpatico.
Although they could have been friends.
It's possible.
Yeah. So I mean, that has to be who it is, right?
Well, I don't know the person, so I can't say. But it sounds accurate.
Based on what you've said, it sounds like you've got it narrowed down.
Yeah, I mean.
But the thing about it is that before, as this segment started. I mean, I know that you were trying to go somewhere with this story and it was going to be kind of funny. But as soon as you realized there was a real name of a real person to a face you might know, your tone went total 180. Like, oh, my God, I just found out that my puppy died.
I mean, this is Andy Klein's brother. I mean, Andy's one of my best friends in comedy, best friends in general. And his brother was someone that we adored. Very cool, funny guy. And when I started comedy, he was there a lot. So, you know, in my mind, I have Eric the Actor, this person that I dueled with that was angry. And then when it dawns on me that's him, you know, it's just weird.
But but how does it really make you feel if that were the case, if it's his brother and you now know that, looking back at the conversations and the back and forth that you had with them online or otherwise, how does that make you feel now? Do you feel like you were played? Does it make it funnier?
No, it makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, because he would always mess around with Andy. When Andy moved to New York for comedy, I mean, he wrote him, like, a fake, like, letter of recommendation from Pizza Hut, where Andy would deliver pizza. to help him to get into comedy clubs. About how great he was. I mean, he's it is good nature ribbing. It's nothing malicious, but it does make me it does cast a whole new light on things. All right, I texted the person who may this. He hasn't got back to me yet, but he may not even know. This may have been a secret to him as well. Also, if I'm right, this person has loaned me money twice in my life, which would speak to his knowledge and of my lack of financial security.
I don't know. He was pretty brutal, and you guys were pretty good friends, so that's kind of hilarious. I think you're right, though. If I had to bet my life on it versus $1 million, I'd do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, there really wasn't a reasonable explanation to just stop completely with both shows unless, a drastic life change. So, anyway, it is just making me think back of all those conversations. It's, sort of a mind fuck, but rest in peace, Eric the Actor, if that is the case. We should have a... some work for you to do, Robbie, a best of Eric the Actor. Never going to happen. All right. Well, it's that time again. The Bachelorette is back.
Yes.
Very exciting. And
tonight
is the premiere. And for the first time ever, it is a Black Bachelorette. Never had a Black Bachelor or Bachelorette. I feel like we were on the train to get this started. We had Misi Harris on a few years ago, who attempted to become the first Black Bachelorette. She did not succeed, but the ball was rolling, and we've tried to get her back on the show, but we have yet to, it hasn't happened yet. But Rachel Lindsay, which is funny because those are two really white names, her first and last name.
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She was on, I don't know what that means, but she was on The Bachelor last season. Very popular, seemed to be not crazy, attractive, a real catch. And she's the Bachelorette. And that means, once again, we're going to have our Bachelorette Fantasy League. And I'm saying it right now. You have, I don't know if you're a basketball fan, but everyone's sort of geared up for the inevitable Golden State versus Cleveland, the two Goliaths, the greatest team ever versus the greatest player ever, whatever you want to call it. The hype is going to be crazy. And now we have the greatest Bachelor or fantasy reality person in the world in Robbie Robinson versus Tawanda Lovett, a real life Black woman who knows about dating multiple races, all kinds of different people, who can come at it from the perspective of a Black woman. Robbie knows nothing about Black women, but she is not the reality person. So now we have the expert in Black women versus the expert in reality TV.
Wait a minute.
It's a great comment.
You're leaving out a huge factor. The biggest Robbie factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robbie's going to cheat. Yes. So, and Robbie is good at it too. He won't, he doesn't get 100. He doesn't get them all right. He just gets enough right to where he dominates, but then he gets some wrong. It's like, well, I was cheating. Why would I get these wrong? So whatever her showing is, she should just take pride in it. It's like golf. She should kind of play against herself.
But Robbie, he knows he can't ace this because this is not his wheelhouse. Look, we know about his feuds with Felicia Rashad. I mean, he doesn't, Robbie, of all the people on the Hot Cosby Show, he hates her the most. Okay.
Black female lawyer.
Yes. Right.
Felicia Rashad.
He has the most disdain of everyone on that show. Not the rapist, but Felicia Rashad.
Yeah, so, that is a good question, Robbie. Who do you hate more, Bill Cosby, the serial rapist, or Felicia Rashad, the bad actress?
They're both pretty pretentious in real life, but I think...
Let me think about this.
I'm serious. The pretentiousness just rubs me the wrong way. Bill Cosby's never raped me. So,
is that right? Well, Hitler never killed you either. So,
exactly. So, if she was a serial murderer and she talked like that, well, obviously she would be the winner.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Tawanda will defeat Robbie. Having done the contest last year. No, she's focused. She got her feet wet last year. She watched the entire show. She did the fantasy thing. I think she's poised to do it for all black women everywhere.
Yeah. Rob, is she also going to cheat? Because otherwise she can't win.
But Robbie won't cheat to the extent he normally does because he knows it's a red flag if he does as well as he normally does. So he's going to.
He knew it before. He knew it. It doesn't stop him.
He might cheat and miss some where she just might nail it. If he cheats and doesn't cheat perfectly, even cheating, it's like if you cheat to get a B+, she's going to get an A. That's better.
How can it look? There's a question on there, you know, what are they going to be doing? You know, are they going to be hand gliding, riding on an elephant? I mean, who would know that? You can't. These are complete guesses. It has nothing to do with race. It has to do with you guessing. Yes. No, what are they going to do? If they say, what are they going to eat? And they say, are you going to fish, beef? You don't know. Yeah, there's nothing that you
knowledge,
know.
Her intimate knowledge of black women will have no bearing on this whatsoever, Rob. That's your fallacy.
She's going to know from a black woman's point of view which of those guys she thinks that she's going to pick. And those are where you win the big points. If you get the final four, you get the winner right. That's going to trump any of your getting, what vacation spot do they go to? Some random question that's all luck. She's going to get the big money ones.
Yeah, now remember, Robbie was able to dominate the one league where we had the draft. Remember that?
Yes.
And Robbie was able to pick everybody that was left. The only time he didn't get the right person was when somebody grabbed him before him. He knew exactly who was going to be left. He won it by a landslide.
He did.
Then we had to change our approach because Robbie knows which order people are going to be eliminated and who's left. So we said, well, let's just not waste our time. And we'll just go with the one on ABC. And then Robbie, for some reason, knows the birthstone of the third guy that's kicked off. I mean, you know, anyway, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's to have this. I'm not doing this again. This is it. It's the last time we're doing it.
No, I'm doing it. I read some of the cast members and a lot of douchebags. I mean, yes. Some of these, you know, they have some questions that they answer on their profile page. I mean, this guy, Adam, what's the most romantic present you've ever received and why? Threesome. It was my birthday. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to. I picked that guy.
Yeah. Alex, your top three favorite group artists and why? Tell me. Okay, he says Coldplay.
Coldplay was one of them.
The Beatles. Then he can't think of a third one. Is he Scott Apple? He doesn't have three groups or bands that he likes. And he doesn't, you know, it's just Coldplay. He just said the Beatles because he Scott Appled it. Well,
remember we were reading some of these bios and there were girls that would say vapid, stupid shit just like them. And somehow Robbie would have them in the final four and he'd get it right.
You're right.
You see what I'm saying? So what you're saying, it's not helping me.
I think it's even easier for this season. I mean, these guys, I mean, there was only five guys who looked reasonable and I picked four of them. That's, you know, the rest of them look ridiculous.
Who is your favorite artist? The Rock. That's the guy's answer. The great artist, Dwayne Johnson.
I like Da Vinci. You like The Rock.
Who are your top three favorite group artists and why? I bet you the only person in the world who has these as their top three is this guy. Elvis Presley, Britney Spears, Flo Rida. That's his top three. No one in the world has that as their top three.
What is his favorite station? The Jack. I mean, come on. You can't like Elvis Presley and Britney Spears. It's not possible.
Oh, it's not. So I don't know. There's a lot of douchebags.
I like Shania Twain, Sunno, and Elevator Music.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. No one mentioned Sunno. Now, there is a guy. Everyone else has their first name. This guy on his profile goes by Jack Stone.
Yeah, that's not real. What
is that? God.
Is that his first name? His two names?
Save those profiles. So, by the way, can we see who Robbie's picked as his final four? We don't see that.
I can tell you. I'll tell you right now who I picked.
Change it for up to 2 weeks. You get a couple.
Correct.
But who's?
And I may change it after the first episode, but I won't change it after.
You're allowed to. Who do you have?
I have Brian the chiropractor. DeMario, the executive recruiter. Okay. He's a black guy, by the way.
DeMario, he seemed like a real douchebag.
No, he seems like he's happening. Dean, the startup recruiter, and Eric, the personal trainer. Those are my final four right now.
Hang in there. Hang in there. Hold on. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Hold on. Katie, come in here. This is important. Hold on. Katie, are you hearing this? So, I might have to just come clean. So, Katie and I cheated.
We
know the final four. That's them. I mean, come on,
really?
Robbie.
Are you kidding what? Me? Don't say that. Is that really the final four?
Are you kidding me? I'm seriously, Rob. We're going to do this. Is that the final four that we have?
No. Okay.
It's three of them?
Stop. Okay. Robbie, when you
play, I have three of the final four. Is that what you're telling me, Joe?
X out the name, beep out the names when you do the show.
It says all the names of the people. Oh my God.
Okay, well, beep out those names because I don't want it to be tainted. But for the one guy, he says do you have any pets? And if so, what kind? No, but when I'm married, I'm gonna own a pet lion. That guy can't win anything.
Yep. He wants to own a pet lion. The finals. Yep, I like that guy. Yeah, he's good. I'll put him in the finals. I'm going to marry that guy. The guy with the... Who are you going to marry? Mike Tyson? God. Makes me crazy.
God. Who did I get wrong?
No. Stop.
We're not saying... Yeah, we got to stop. Sorry, I was outraged. I apologize. Katie and I have the exact same picks. You probably don't want to look at our picks.
Hey, that person got back to me. He said, really? I know he listened to your show sometimes and also listened to, his podcast and JL's, so that's news to him. But it's got to be. Who else could it be?
Yeah, it's exactly who it is. Yeah. All right, rest in peace, Eric the Actor. You are a great fan. We miss you.
We miss you. Robbie, did you really? Because Katie did text me today that they found some website that has. Now that website could be wrong, but it is really.
Well, we're gonna know. We're gonna know if it's wrong.
So are you saying that I have the final four? I have three out of the final four, which is...
I don't know. I don't know. Don't look at it. We'll look at...
Let me ask you, do you know who the winner is, Joe?
I do.
Don't. Okay. I don't want to hear that.
Well, okay. Because I want to know if I have the winner.
Just text each other. Okay. I don't want to know if you have the winner because I heard what you said. So just don't tell me. I don't want, when Tawanda wins, I don't want there to be any tainting of this victory.
Well, she's already way behind.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't, nothing, it hadn't started yet. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe, she'll be right back.
Hey, it's Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show. You may remember me from my critically acclaimed role as Bucky in Death of a Dentist. Well, my next star turn will be in a show called The Newly Dead Game, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the minds of Rob and Joe. Imagine, you're in a TV studio at a taping of the very popular game show Clash of Couples. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. It's going to be incredible, and there's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, June 24th at the Workhouse Arts Center, Lorton, Virginia. For upcoming show dates and more info, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Fucking Robbie.
No, he's the worst.
God. Anyway, where were we? Hey, we just recorded our bonus show. Now, some of you, when you're listening to this, are probably geared up because... You know, as Jim Amato pointed out on Twitter, the big 300 for us, 300th episode, big deal, landmark, except Robbie Robinson decides that episode, the bonus show, which we recorded earlier tonight, but which won't air until after this show, somehow that's 300. And this, even though you're here at first, is 301.
So, we just did this on the bonus show. Do we need to do this again?
A lot of you will not hear the 300th episode. We apologize, but you won't.
Come on.
You can if you want to. For $5, you can.
Yes.
Robbie is going to extort this money from you. So, by the way, don't get mad at Robbie. We would like for you to pay for the bonus show. We would. But I do feel bad that if you do want to hear episode 300, there's no choice but to pay for it. But yes. I guess go ahead and pay for it. Thanks.
Well, yeah.
You know, you also all of the people who don't want to pay the $5 are welcome to reorder them. And then they got four more episodes till 300.
Yeah. Whatever. So it's weird. Marcus, you're on record as being very much against that, I'm sure. Are you going to talk about this on the Omera cast?
Oh, I'm going to go off for about 20 minutes, I'm sure. This was an opportunity. This is a milestone to promote Rob and Joe. I don't know why you guys weren't on TMOS last week going, we're about to hit 300. This should have been all over social media. And right now it's going to be buried as a bonus show.
Yeah, 300 yeah. is a big deal. It really, really is. It's basically 6 years of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think we had discussed that we weren't going to make a big deal until we got to 500. I think that's what we talked
about. Well, that's 4 years away.
Well, then why are you bringing it up?
I don't know, because I want to yell at Robbie.
I want to make sure 500 is a bonus show.
300.
Jesus. It'll be a bonus show only if you give $50. It's like the super bonus show.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a dick. Yeah. Anyway, hey, listen to the bonus show this week, because get on patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Give us some money. You can hear all the bonus shows plus the newest one, which will be up here shortly this week.
300, people.
300. Because
if you want to hear things that I would never talk about on this show, yes. That's this bonus show.
Yeah, it gets real deep and inside, and it involves Robbie Robinson appearing on the Howard Stern Show for real. There's audio of it. It's going to be worth it. So check it out. Patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. We greatly appreciate your money. All right. So you're telling me, Joe, that the odds of Robbie, someone beating Robbie, is equivalent to, now what's more likely, the Redskins win the Super Bowl or somebody beats Robbie in this pool?
Well, the Redskins don't have the other team's playbook.
Okay, what's...
Unless you're the Patriots.
Yes, there you go. Yeah. So you're saying you would clearly take Robbie over the field without question.
I would take Robbie versus the field. Yeah. I mean, if the game was straight up, you understand you can't. Hey, listen, I want to talk about Kuwait, so I don't want to spend too much more time on this. The questions can't be answered with the percentages that Robbie is. They're just random shit.
Right.
You understand? What color shirt is so-and-so wearing? Rob, black. Somehow Robbie knows. It's not possible. That's the issue.
He gets 8 1-out-of-4s in a row, correct?
It's not possible. So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Can he be beaten? No, well, yes, he can. If somebody else is cheating and then they decide that they don't want to, you know, Robbie will leave a few out. So there's credibility. You see what I'm saying? He'll throw one out. Oh, they weren't in the hot tub. They were in the, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he'll miss one. Yeah, so for credibility purposes.
So, all right, moving on. We are still pinning down a date for our Kuwait trip. It might get moved to July, but it's happening. But Robbie, you, for whatever reason, you're trying to make us be afraid of going to Kuwait?
Hold on. I was with Justin Schlegel on Saturday night, and Justin Schlegel was saying that the country is not dry. He's saying that's, I guess, the law it is, but you can go to these different places and ask for tea, and that is code for alcohol, and you just get alcohol.
Okay, well, yeah, but, you know, cocaine's illegal, but you can still get it here. I mean...
Yeah, but you can't get it like you get it, you know, you can't get it in a restaurant.
Well, I was in a hotel for 3 nights in Kuwait. I actually did the show. I recorded the podcast one night when I was there, and they didn't have any. There was no tea there.
Well, you didn't know how to. You didn't know what to ask for.
You're right, but no one that affiliated with the bases had any insight either. They didn't seem to know about that.
So the people at the base are said you can never drink.
Well, they're definitely not going to break any laws on the base. So yeah, they said it's a dry country. There's no way to nowhere to buy alcohol. They actually said that they would, like, you could get it sent in, but it was like $200 for like a 6-pack of beer or something ridiculous, just to get some waiver.
I'm Googling how to drink in Kuwait.
I mean, you're not there. I tell you what, you can't go to some bar, some coffee shop, and order the drinks you like to drink, Joe. They're not going to make you a banana mudslide.
Sometimes elite hotels catering to Westerners will have alcohol under the counter. Be prepared to pay and tip generously. Foreign embassies can sometimes be a place to have a cocktail. We're not going to an embassy.
We're not VIPs.
Foreigners coming back from Iraq or another country where alcohol is permitted will often have, quote, souvenirs. Be prepared to make friends. This seems hard.
Yes.
Native Kuwaitis will
going
often,
to Vegas and getting upgraded.
Hey, native Kuwaitis will often homebrew. I'm not drinking some Kuwaitis moonshine.
Now that I'll do. I'll totally do that.
Kuwaiti moonshine.
Liaison officers in the Kuwaiti military often have access to alcohol. Yeah, this does not seem as easy as Justin has made it sound.
Well, Robbie, you said you talked to a friend. And
I have inside information about Kuwait.
All right, do tell.
He was on a base for 8 months, maybe the very base you're going to go to.
Okay.
And the first thing he said was that I know you're primarily going to have an American soldier audience, correct?
Not primarily. Yes, that's
okay, going to be the Kuwaitis in the audience.
Well, they might, these people that work there in the kitchen, but no.
He said Kuwaitis do not have any sense of humor at all.
Okay, not a problem.
Don't joke around with them. Nothing.
Not going to be talking. Not going to be meeting any Kuwaitis.
Okay, just that was the first thing.
All right.
Second thing is the country smells.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've been there. I didn't experience this.
He said when he got back. Now again, he was there for 8 months. You guys are only going to be there for a much shorter.
Yeah. No, but that would mean he would get used to the smell.
He never got used to the smell. That was specifically, he said, I never got used to it. And when I got back, I had to throw away my fatigues because I couldn't get the smell out of them, no matter how much I washed them.
Well, if he's on the base, that's a base issue, not the country.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But he did see the country as well. He didn't just stay on the base the whole time. So okay. Anyway. So that's number two. So maybe you don't want to take clothes that you're not willing to throw away when you get back.
We're not.
What? Come on.
This is none of this is a concern. Okay.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I'm building up to the worst ones.
Okay.
I mean, throwing away all my clothes is pretty bad. Yeah. What's worse than that?
He got raped 3 times.
the creepy crawlies. He said, you got to watch out for the camel spiders. They're real, and you do not want to wake up with one on top of you. They, not that they will harm you in any way, but their body is as big as your open hand.
Well, that's terrifying.
They're scary.
I'm Googling camel spiders. Here we go.
And they'll rear up to kind of make themselves look bigger and scary.
Oh, no. Fuck that. No. Yeah. I don't want to see one of those.
That would terrify me.
Well, that's not the worst one. I'm saving the worst for last.
Okay.
Cover your shoes and shake them out before you put your feet in them. He said, if you're there long enough, there will be scorpions in your shoes.
Okay. All right. Now you're actually terrifying me. I mean, I don't like
that. He said it happened to everybody he knew there.
Oh, everybody he knew got killed by a scorpion.
Okay. Not killed, but they had
no surviving friends.
They would learn to cover their shoes and make sure to shake them out before they put them on.
I will never take my shoes off.
It depends on the place you're staying. If you're staying in a tent, that is true. That's not true if you're staying at a hotel or you're staying in a fixed barracks.
Marcus, they're going to be staying in tents.
No, you
the
don't
five
know that.
Most dangerous scorpions in the world, Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, Lebanon. Yeah, they're there. He's right.
Been to all those places except for Lebanon. Never seen scorpion.
Well, they're just, but if you do see one, you're probably going to be dead.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to see one. I don't want to see a spider.
Google camel spider. You see that? I don't care if it's dangerous or not. I'm going home.
Oh no, I'll run and run into something and hurt myself. I mean, it'll hurt me indirectly.
Right now, you don't have this on the calendar. Is that what I surmised from the earlier comment?
Yeah, we're working out the date yet, the dates.
So you don't have to do this, and then therefore, Katie's father would still be correct.
I'm going regardless. So if Joe wants to back out because of some spider, like a little bitch, he can do that.
I'm not going to back out, but I do see a picture when I Googled camel spider, a camel in a Spider-Man outfit. That I don't mind seeing.
But we're also going with three guys, Justin, Tommy, and Eric, that would probably like capture one of these spiders and then put it in your bed.
They'll put the scorpion in your shoe if it's not already in there.
Yeah, they're not the guys I want messing around by.
Well, I can promise you I'm going to be shaking out my shoe. That might be urban legend, but that shit is happening.
Well, I'm claiming you. We're roommates together. If we're in a roommate
situation. I'm going to bring off.
Yeah.
They can't like off. And if I smell like off for the next 6 months because it's baked into my skin, that's fine.
Maybe you want to get something stronger. Maybe you can look up camel spider repellent.
I'm sure there's something stronger, yeah.
I'm looking up. What else, Robbie?
Scorpion repellent.
No. What else is on your list?
Those are the big ones. The scorpions were the thing that I mean, I wouldn't want to see a camel spider either, but they can't kill you. The scorpion could kill you.
Yeah, there actually is camel spider repellent. I'm looking right here. How to repel camel spiders. It's right here.
It's called a mallet.
Yeah, I'm guessing that the biggest inconvenience and struggle will be the 120 degree heat.
Yes, he said it's impossibly hot.
Yeah, I mean, I have been there before. So I've been to the Middle East at its hottest points, and you got to be dressed correctly. So have a hat.
Are camel spiders dangerous? Here's the answer. Camels, I'm reading this. This is not something that I'm making up. Camel spiders eat or chew on people while they sleep.
Yeah.
Their venom numbs the areas so people can't feel their bites. Camel spiders are not venomous, and though their bites are painful, they're not deadly to humans. Oh, good. They just eat or chew on you.
I mean, that sounds horrible.
This is the best.
How much money right now what would you give to guarantee you'd have no issues with any of these problems, spiders or scorpions?
You mean what amount? And I was like, all right, I'm not investing that. But if somebody said, hey, the camel spiders will eat or chew on you, or you can pay $500 and that won't happen, I'll be like, okay, $500.
What if I said to you, there's five of us, one of us will get chewed on by a camel spider. How much do you pay to guarantee you're not the person?
I mean, I'd pay a lot.
If you pay too much, you'd rather not even go.
Right, you're right. There is a place where I'll say, all right, well, I'm not going to go if I have to pay that much. But then other people won't go because then they're going to be, they're like, oh, somebody that could be the one chewed on is eliminated.
I don't
like that it says they chew on you.
Yeah.
I guess eat is worse, but they just are gnawing on you while you sleep. I'm not going to be able to sleep.
What if I said to you that every single one of us will get chewed on to some degree? It will be painful, but there'll be nothing. There's no scar. It's just going to ruin our night's sleep.
Your pinky toes half gone. That's all.
No, nothing that. But we get double the money.
Oh, yeah. If nothing's going to happen to me, sure.
Well, you're going to have to experience that. You're going to be
lying. But if I see it, let me tell you something. If I see one of those fucking things, it's going to die. I'm telling you that right now. I will fucking panic, and it will be dead. I will smash it with whatever I can find, and it will 100% be dead. Because here's the deal. If I don't get it, then I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'm going to find it. I will tear the room apart.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you're my roommate, you're getting up too.
Yeah.
If I found a camel spider, that night's sleep is over.
And I can't, I can't just get drunk and pass out.
Not anymore.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, Robbie. Thanks a lot.
That's my job.
Yeah, thank you. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more terrifying spiders. Rob and Joe, I'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Rob Robinson, but you all know me as Gramps. If it weren't for me, there would be no Rob and Joe show. If it weren't for my DNA, you'd be listening to the Rob and Ramin show. Or worse, if I decided to stop at one offspring, you'd probably be listening to the Dan Ninen show. So I'm speaking to you as someone who has provided you with top-notch entertainment for over half a decade. Become a Rob and Joe Show patron on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show. Do it now so you don't miss out on the premium content and some other great stuff. I did it. So should you. Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
All right. Let's home stretch this bad boy. We got some shows coming up here. June is going to be pretty busy. I'm going to be at the Bright Box where we do our murder mystery, telling jokes this weekend, May 26 and 27, Friday, Saturday, 4 shows. And then come June, did I tell you about the Syracuse Funny Bone? What happened?
No, is it not happening?
No, it's happening, but originally I was going to headline the Syracuse Funny Bone on June 8th, Thursday night. I was going to bring Tommy Simbaza with me. He was going to feature. Then Friday and Saturday, Rob Schneider was going to come into town.
Making copies.
Exactly. I would be featuring, and then Tommy would MC. And then on the Sunday, we're going to do the murder mystery. Well, I get a call. Apparently, Rob Schneider is bringing his own feature, and they are promoting something together, some upcoming things. So they're a package deal. So I had the option of just canceling the entire thing or doing what we ended up doing is I'm going to go from headlining on Thursday to emceeing Friday and Saturday. Tommy won't come up until Sunday when he comes up with Eric and Kim Ambrose to do the murder mystery. So, you know, it sucks because, you know, I have the MC, but I'm out the money. Plus, you can't really sell T-shirts from the MC spot. So, you know, it's costing me a few $100 and it's costing Tommy the same. But it was either that or cancel the whole week. So what are you going to do, right?
That sucks. Can I read you Rob Schneider's last 10 movies?
Okay.
He was in Sandy Wexler. It was a straight-to-Netflix film starring Adam Sandler.
Of course, yeah.
In the kids flick Ozzy, he plays Vito. I've never heard of it.
No clue.
Norm from the North, which he plays the voice of a polar bear who goes to the city. This was a year ago. Didn't do well, obviously. Never heard of it. The Ridiculous Six, which is straight to Netflix, Adam Sandler movie. He plays Ramon.
Okay.
Pups United. He plays Benny. He's one of the pups.
Are these all animated things?
The Ridiculous Six is not. Sandy Wexler is not.
Right. Okay.
Oh my God, I'm a Robot. He plays Robo Joseph.
He's working.
Back to the Jurassic. He's a voice. This is a cartoon. He plays Dodger. Hold on.
Okay.
He plays Shelby, the voice of Shelby in the movie Shelby that stars who?
Hugh Jackman.
How about Tom Arnold?
Okay. Nice.
And then, guys, the last time he was in a movie that you would have heard of, let me keep going back, Grown Ups, he was in that in 2010. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I don't think he's ever been in anything good. I'm looking. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, Click, Benchwarmers, Grandma's Boy. Wow.
People like Grandma's Boy. Well, what does he have upcoming? Because if he's there to promote something.
You want to know what it is? Who could possibly be there?
Yeah.
Sure, here we go. So, coming up, Sandy Wexler.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a television show, by the way, that's been airing since 2015, called Real Rob. Those are the two things that he's doing. It shows nothing else upcoming.
Maybe he has the next season of that he's going to be promoting.
Would you like to know who's in that?
I would like to know, yeah. Dan Ninen.
Let me know when you've heard of somebody. You got Rob Schneider.
I got him, yeah.
You have Patricia Maya Schneider.
Okay.
That's his wife.
All right.
You have Jamie LaSalle.
That name sounds familiar.
LISSOW. Doesn't look familiar. You have Miranda Schneider. I don't know who that is, another relative. You have Andre Aldochine, no picture. Max Amini and Andy Corson. So he's got a nice cast there.
Do you think his feature is going to be one of his relatives or one of those other people?
What difference does it fucking make? I mean, you've never heard of any of them. Right. Yeah, I mean, none of these people you've heard of.
Do you think he's going to be like cool or is it going to be weird?
He should be cool. I mean, is he one of these people that is cool because he's like, look, I realize I've never done any. I know The Hot Chick's my best movie and it got a 3 on you know, Rotten Tomatoes. I mean, I don't know that he's ever been in a movie that got a fresh. I'm literally that anybody considered to be good. Judge Dredd, The Beverly Hillbillies. Oh, Demolition Man. Did that get a fresh tomato? I don't know.
Tawanda
Home
loves
Alone
it.
2?
No. I mean, he's had a good career, Joe.
No. Working? Listen, of course he's working.
He's had a long career.
Yeah.
Not a very high quality career.
I'm saying, I don't know if he's ever been in anything good, ever. Not one time.
The biggest thing that he's involved in, I think, that would be worth seeing is that tour he does with Norm and Adam Sandler and those guys. They all go out on tour together. And he usually opens, I think.
Well, it's coming up in 2 weeks, though.
He was in Little Man. Doesn't Tawanda like that movie, Little Man?
I don't know. What is that, a dick joke about me? What are you trying to say?
No, it's a Wayans Brothers movie. I remember you saying she loved White Chicks.
Yes.
Another one by them where one of them is a midget.
I hope she did not like that movie. Well, we'll be at the DC Improv doing the murder mystery June 21st. And we're going to have Rob Spiewak joining us. That's sweet. That's exciting. I got to confirm.
I thought you were going to say we have Rob Snyder joining us.
Maybe. You never know.
I mean, that'd be the best thing he's ever been in, right?
Is Rob Spiewak going to be Abe Froman?
That's the plan, yeah.
So let me ask you this. Rob Schneider calls and says, hey, I got nothing to do that day. I'd like to play Abe Froman. Do we bump Spiewak for Schneider? I think we do. I think it's a no-brainer, right?
We do. We give Spiewak another role. We make Spiewak Ducky. Yeah.
What if he says, I won't work with that guy? I refuse to work with Spiewak.
What if he says he refuses to work with Justin, some run-in on the radio?
Guess what? I'm saying, sorry, we can't do it without him.
Oh, that's a tough call. What if he wants Justin's role?
Rob Schneider wants Justin's role.
Yes.
How much notice does he have?
He says, email me the script. I'll print it off and read it on the plane on flight over.
I mean, Justin would be on board with that.
He would.
Yeah, of course. We'd do that. Yeah. If you showed up that day and said, I'm doing it, I would say, I'm sorry, you're not. There's no benefit to have Rob Schneider do it. He's not going to be as good, and nobody knows he's there. It doesn't. There's no benefit.
Oh, well, we'll get some buzz, internet buzz, and some good Instagram likes.
we would from who? All the Rob Schneider fans? I'll bet Dan K. Charlie has more Twitter followers than Rob Schneider.
All right. You'd rather have Dan K. Charlie play the role? He can tweet about it since that's so important to you.
No, I would not.
All right. Who would your dream? We recast this with famous people. Who's your dream cast?
Okay. The
Rory Scovel's the number one seed.
No way. What? No. Are you out of your mind? Will Ferrell's. What are you talking about? Yeah. Jack Black. You're not going to have Rory over these people that people are going to come flock out to see. Kevin Hart.
Yeah, it's got to be someone that we love and is someone who's going to...
Robbie cares about the integrity. He doesn't care about the millions of dollars.
I'm sure Jim Carrey can pull it off.
Yeah, I'm sure if we had Jim Carrey, Will Ferrell, Jack Black, Chris Rock, I'm sure we could sell at the Royal Farm Arena.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon. Yeah.
Robbie's like, no, I'm sorry. J.L. Covan and Rory Scovel.
Who would be your number one, though? You have to play the detective, the lead role. I mean, a lot of those guys are, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. would be great. Will Ferrell.
I mean, honestly, you got the number one seed to play the detective. I mean, would you have like a Will Smith?
No.
I mean, who's the biggest box office draw right now?
I don't mean the biggest draw. I mean,
who'd be the best at it? Oh, Will Ferrell.
You think Farrell will be better than Jim Carrey?
They're about 1 and 1A. Maybe he's Galifianakis.
Yeah. You think? I mean.
Oh, what am I thinking? Sorry. Daniel Day-Lewis. Sorry, go ahead. No, Jack Black.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Jack Black would be amazing. Yes.
Daniel Day-Lewis, again, I'll point it out, has not been proven in comedy.
Okay, I know it's a joke. Relax over there. All right, I'm not putting Daniel Day-Lewis. Okay, whatever. I can't. Anyway, so I'm going.
All right. You're gonna say Will Ferrell. Is that what? Are you committing to that? Are you?
I love Jack Black. I fucking love him.
Yeah.
Alec Here's a Baldwin. Little sleeper. Alec Baldwin would be great.
Yes.
A sleeper, Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords. He's my dark horse. He'd be great at.
Huh.
What about Steve Carell? What are we thinking? He'd be so good at it. What about Steve Martin?
Yeah.
Steve Martin would be amazing.
What about David Koechner? We can make that happen.
David Koechner would be great. He'd be great at it.
Can I throw in a suggestion?
Howard Stern. Jesus, Robbie.
What?
Now go ahead.
He said he's making a joke, Robbie.
No, I want Bob Odenkirk.
Okay.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Andy Dick.
He's available.
I don't know. I kind of think Jack Black might be the best.
He might be. Hey, full disclosure. Andy Dick used to have a show on MTV. And that show, every single joke was a gay joke. And that show was fucking hysterical. Do you remember that show, Robbie?
I don't remember that show, no.
One time he did a video and it was supposed to be like a spoof on Hit Me Baby One More Time. And the song, I still remember it. It was called Pretty Baby Did a No-No. And he was dressed up in the same outfit. And then That's he had this great. Bit where they were in a fudge packing plant. I mean, this game was, it was so hysterical.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you know, he killed it on news radio.
He was great.
I mean, Andy Dick is better than Rob Schneider.
Who would be best to replace Eric for the physical comedy?
You'd have to do, I guess, a Galifianakis would be great.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, we left the big one out. Sacha Baron Cohen as the detective would be another one.
Oh, he'd be great.
He'd be good. What about if it's a female? I'd go Kristen Wiig. She cracks me up.
Love Wiig. She's so funny. What about Melissa McCarthy? You done with her? You sick of her?
Yeah. I'm kind of too much McCarthy right now.
I'm not done with her, but I think... I don't know. Wiig just, I mean, the Wiig Steve Carell combo would be amazing.
Can I pick from dead celebrities?
Sure.
Chris Farley would be my favorite.
Well, yeah. If it, you
well, yeah, obviously.
Do the physical thing. Yeah. Yeah.
But what about if we're going dead? Well, no, not even dead. What about Carol Burnett? But she's too old.
Yeah, she can't do it.
No, forget it.
She wouldn't be able to walk up the stairs on the stage.
Sorry to insult you. Yeah, that's was horrible sketch comedy, the Carol Burnett show. Probably the greatest female sketch comedy show in history. It's probably
if we got her now, she couldn't even get up on the stage.
Okay.
The greatest. How many female sketch comedy shows are there? I mean, what is that even saying?
What about the Amanda show on Nickelodeon?
Tracy Ullman.
Yes. All right.
I don't know.
Anyway, we will have Rob Spiewak, none of those people, but check it out, June 21st at DC Improv. We tried to get Jack Black, Jim Carrey, and Robert Downey Jr., but we got Spiewak, and that's pretty darn good. I tried to get Tony Perkins, but, you know, he's on the news on Wednesday night doing the news. Apparently that's more important, but whatever. I guess that's the show. So, by the way, June 24th, following up with our calendar, doing the Lorton of the Workhouse, the former prison, doing the Newly Dead game. There are two shows at the Saturday night. And then back at the Bright Box to kick off July 1st, back to the 80s. Good show.
Great episode. Google, 301, guys.
Yes. I Googled female sketch comedy show. I don't recognize any of them. I mean, Inside Amy Schumer is in the top 10. So, I mean,
that's a good show. He's got some good sketches. So, yeah.
That's it.
That's it. All right, guys. Thanks as always. Check out the bonus show this week. Hop on board patreon.com. Rob and Joe Show. Give us your money. We promise it's worth it. Happy 300th. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Let's try to get another 300 in us. Thanks. See ya.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.